On a Monday, it is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. 3 weeks ago in this space, we checked in with the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and today we do the same for the Republican Party. In the Assembly, Republicans hold a 61-38 majority. The GOP gained seats in the state Senate after the November election. We're taking stock of priorities this year, how the party sees itself in the wake of President Trump, and how it wants elections to work in our state in the future. What do you want to ask the chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin? It's 800-642-1234. Andrew Hitt is its chairman. Andrew, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Great to be with you, Kate.
How have Republicans in Wisconsin been coming to terms with January 6th, with the storming of the Capitol by Trump loyalists?
Well, violence is never okay. It should never be supported, and it's never acceptable. So we need to, move past. We need to learn from what happened, obviously, and make sure something like that never happens again.
Are you worried about the tearing of the GOP over Trump loyalty?
You know, I think there is always, in politics, there's always different groups, supporters in different camps. You see it in primaries. You see it, post-election. And so my job as chairman and our job as a party is really to bring the coalition together on a consistent, idea that we will, go forward with and run again in the races coming up in 2022 and 2024, and focus on those things that we believe in, go back to the Wisconsinites, go back to the American people, make our case, and, win the election.
The Washington Post reported that in the first 9 days after the riot, nearly 5,000 Arizona Republicans changed their party affiliation. What have you seen in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I certainly haven't seen anything like that that I'm aware of. I would put Republicans in a few different camps. Some are angry, some are frustrated, some are sort of, I would say, practically moving forward, and some are unsure how to move forward. And so, what we want to do is take a hard look at what went wrong, what went right, build upon that, work together to focus on a common set of beliefs, common core of beliefs, and make sure that, we reach out to Wisconsinites, talk to them about issues that they care about so that we can win a statewide election.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Andrew Hitt, chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. We're looking at where the party stands in our state. We talked with the chair of the Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, earlier this month. You can join in. What do you want to ask the chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin? What priorities do you want to see on the docket this year? 800-642-1234 to join in. Andrew, there has been talk of a third party split spreading through Facebook, spreading on other social media. Are you taking a third party split in the Republican Party seriously at this point?
Well, certainly any talk of that would be concerning, and you would need to take that seriously. I don't think we're seeing that, at least not here in Wisconsin. I really am not hearing of that, in any significant or tangible way anywhere else either. I think, as leaders of the party right now, we have to make sure that we don't exclude one group or another, that we work together to kind of focus on those core beliefs, economic opportunity, freedom, liberty, and work kind of together so that we can bring this coalition back together. One thing that we're going to focus on here in Wisconsin as Republicans is just our elections. Our election system, making sure that everyone once again has confidence in the integrity of the election. I think if we can focus on that, if we can make headway on that, I think that's going to be a very important issue, not only for our democracy, but it's an important issue to bring together the different groups of the Republican Party and move forward.
What specifically do you want to change about how our elections are carried out?
So I think what we need to do is make sure that the Wisconsin Elections Commission is actually following the law. We want to make sure that these guidance documents go away. You know, back in 2011, the legislature and the governor signed a bill, 2011 Act 21, that, you know, really disavowed the use of guidance documents and encouraged and really moved state agencies to going through rulemaking. We need to see that occur. We need to make sure that the letter of the law is followed. We need to make sure that indefinite confinement is not abused going forward. We want to make sure that people have confidence in our election system. Whether or not you agree that there was anything wrong with this election, whether or not you agree that there was fraud or abuse that went on, I think we all can agree that there is a large portion of people that don't have confidence in the integrity of the vote. Now, that's not anything new. We saw that even back in, you know, after the 2004 election when national Democrats and Democrats in Ohio were complaining about things that had occurred there and not having confidence in the integrity of the vote. So this is something that we've been through before as a country, but we need to focus on that in Wisconsin. It's not good if people don't have confidence, all people, all Wisconsinites don't have confidence in our election system.
Well, let's bring in a call now. Ann is joining us from Campbellsport. Hi, Ann. What would you like to say?
Good morning. A very important issue to me is gerrymandering. I live in the 59th district, and my legislators run unopposed. And the reason they run unopposed is because there's no way that they have a chance of winning because of the way the district lines are drawn. So I don't feel like I have any voice when I call my legislators. They really don't care to hear from me, and they don't even respond to me half the time. So my question is the Republican Party going to support Governor Evers' proposal to form a nonpartisan committee to draw new district lines?
Ann, thanks. Go ahead, Andrew Hitt.
Well, we certainly wouldn't support Governor Evers' People's Map Commission or whatever nickname he called it. It was filled with partisan hacks that really are just under the guise of something nonpartisan are trying to make a partisan move so that they can gerrymander their own maps. When you see people that are running unopposed, that's a failure of the opposite party. We had a huge effort this cycle, especially in the assembly, to make sure we had candidates running in almost every single legislative district. We think it's important that people have a choice, that people can hear the other side. We ran several candidates in Milwaukee. Unfortunately, some of the Democrat candidates even refused to debate our candidates.
But on the issue of what Ann raises, what do Republicans have to say when it goes to trying to give either party doesn't give either party an advantage in upcoming elections?
Well, the drawing of the maps isn't anything new here in Wisconsin or across the country. We're going to go through the same process that we normally go through. And, you know, I think that, you know, we will likely end up in court this time around because we have a split in the legislature and the governor. But, you know, let's remember, Tammy Baldwin won 30% of the districts held by Assembly Republicans in 2018. The Democrats always go to gerrymandering. They talk about the 8th congressional district, how, you know, they can't win that district now that it's quote-unquote gerrymandered, but Sean Duffy in 2010 won that district under the old maps. What really matters is good candidates. What really matters is a strong party, a good campaign committee that knows how to effectively spend money.
We're getting a read on the Republican Party of Wisconsin, where it's at, priorities, with its chair, Andrew Hitt. Are you active in party politics? What would you like to share with the state Republican Party leader? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kedar Chirkent. We're taking stock with the state Republican chair, Andrew Hitt. He was reelected as chair in November. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign tracks campaign purse strings. It reported last week that the party raised nearly $10 million last year. The Democratic Party raised about $24 million, according to year-end fundraising reports, outraising the Republican Party for the first time in a dozen years. How do you view the future of the Republican Party in Wisconsin? 800-642-1234. And Chair Andrew Hitt is with us for about 10 more minutes. Andrew, let's turn to COVID. Michelle called from Madison, couldn't stay with us, and she wants you to address the new resolution to end the mask mandate. She wants to know, why would Republicans try to repeal a mask mandate considering research on wearing masks, and we have a president supporting mask wearing?
Yeah, you know what's interesting? As I have traveled the state and I live outside of Madison, there is very much differing views on masks and whether or not people support them. And so I think legislators are talking to their constituents. They're hearing from their constituents about kind of the mask mandate and the concerns and the questions of whether or not it's being effective when we see the numbers that we do. And, you know, I think when you go back and you look at the shutdown from March and you see the March and April and into May and you see the inconsistencies where you could go buy furniture at Walmart, but you couldn't go to your local furniture store and buy furniture, I think people started to lose confidence in what some of our elected officials were saying. They started to lose confidence in what was being told that they had to do. Now we're seeing the ramifications of that. When government is inconsistent, when government doesn't make sense like it did back in March, April, May, with these, you know, inconsistent shutdown orders, that has an effect down the road. And we are seeing that now.
But isn't the science behind mask wearing consistent straight across the board that they help prevent the spread of the virus?
Well, my point, though, is that the electorate, the people, the citizens across Wisconsin, either are not sure about that, they don't believe it, or they don't trust their government. And when you go back to March and April and May, when you had such inconsistent nonsense, you start to understand why. That is part of the problem.
Republicans and Governor Evers have not been able to agree on a COVID relief bill. Evers presented a COVID response bill last month, saying it was the result of bipartisan meetings, but Republicans have declined to take it up. What will it take to bring the party and Evers together on the next response bill?
Well, they're certainly having more discussions now. I think that is a good thing. Of course, a lot has been made of the state COVID legislation. But, you know, let's remember Congress just passed another $900 billion package. I think it's the fifth stimulus package. This one has $600 stimulus checks, unemployment benefit extension. And, you know, earlier this year we saw the $2 billion CARES Act. So, you know, a lot has been made of, you know, the lack of COVID legislation here in Wisconsin, but there has been a lot done at the federal level that has come down to benefit the states. I think we would be much more beneficial if we saw more of an emphasis on the vaccine rollout and more planning for the vaccine rollout, which doesn't require anything from the legislature. That has not gone well in Wisconsin. We're near last in the Midwest, near last in the country for shots in arms with this vaccine.
We're talking with the chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin this morning, Andrew Hitt. Let's go back to the phones now. Tom is with us from Viroqua. Hi, Tom. What would you like to add?
Yes. The protest in D.C. on January 6th was essentially to overthrow, deny, to negate the electoral process and the electoral college, and to stop the democratic process going on. Whether people actually were violent or stormed the Capitol itself, they were all there for the same goal. Despite the fact that there were 60 court cases, including Wisconsin Supreme Court and federal Supreme Court, declaring that the elections were fair. Derek Van Orden, candidate who ran against Ron Kind, actually went down with a bunch of other, I assume, Republicans down to D.C. and joined in that protest. When does the party learn to accept the rule of law and the fact that the Supreme Court in the state and in the federal government is the supreme law of the land? And once those decisions are made, we learn to accept them and not to try and overthrow the due process.
Andrew Hitt.
Well, let's take a look back at history and realize that the objecting in Congress has been growing for a long time now. Back in 2000, members of the Congressional Black Caucus tried to block the counting of Florida's electoral vote. 2005, a group of Democrats objected to the counting of Ohio votes. In fact, Stephanie Tubb Jones and California Senator Robert Boxer filed objections. So this sort of has been brewing for a while. I think we need to be, obviously, we need to be careful about how we proceed. The rule of law has always guided the Republican Party. It's always guided me. That's why I took the actions that I took in the run-up to the April 7th election to make sure that our laws were followed, that our laws were not changed at the last minute. And we need to make sure that laws are followed. We need to make sure that our Wisconsin Election Commission follows the law. When our state agencies, when our government officials don't follow the law, that leads to a breakdown in the process.
Let's bring in John now, joining us from Madison. John, go ahead. Oh, and doesn't sound like John. John, are you there? Nope, doesn't sound like it. Matt from Wausau sent us an email and said, Republicans had no problem when President Trump won by a razor-thin margin. It's only when he lost one that this fraud and abuse came front and center. What would you say to that, Andrew?
Well, we've always been concerned about fraud, been concerned about the integrity of the vote, the integrity in the election. So, you know, I don't think that Republicans have newly found this concern about the integrity of our election system. That's been an emphasis of ours for a very, very long time.
When you look at spending for the first time in a dozen years, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin last year outraised the Republican Party by more than $14 million. What is happening to GOP fundraising in Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, GOP fundraising, we raised, you know, $10 million. We had a great fundraising year. I don't think there's anything wrong with our fundraising. Things are going quite well. The Democrats, obviously, this year found a way to raise more money. They had some interesting gimmicks using celebrities from the coast that brought in more money from, you know, people outside of Wisconsin than inside of Wisconsin. You know, we'll see if their fundraising continues. They showed that they can raise money. I don't think that they showed that they are able to figure out how to spend money. Despite all the money that they had, all the money that they spent, we gained two seats in the Wisconsin Senate. We lost two seats in the Wisconsin Assembly, but still have near supermajority status in both chambers. So we're very pleased with where we're at. We're going to continue to make sure we're interacting with supporters and growing supporters across Wisconsin.
On the national level, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's seat will be up for grabs. Democrats have their sights set on winning this seat. What is the Republican Party's plan to defend it? And I think we've lost Andrew Hitt. Can you hear? I think we've just lost the connection with Andrew Hitt, the chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, and we've been talking with him. We also talked with the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, 3 weeks ago. Coming up, the State Capitol Report continues with the head of the State Department of Corrections, Kevin Carr, and how he is managing the COVID outbreaks in our prisons. 25 inmate deaths have been related to COVID to date. What do you think our prison population, should it get the vaccine next? What do you think about the virus spreading in our state facilities? It's 800-642-1234. There is more State Cap right after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.